Welcome back to The Bottom Line on KCPW. Today on the Startup Spotlight, we continue our series of conversations with the entrepreneurs from Boom Startup's EdTech Accelerator. Today we're speaking with Adi Thakkar. He is the CEO of Write Well. Adi, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me here.
So let's start with sharing with our audience what Write Well does.
Great. So I've always struggled with writing. And I've talked to dozens of people, friends, coworkers, and they all have a hard time overcoming writer's block. They all want to write. They all want to publish on LinkedIn and WordPress. But they always say, you know, I know what I want to write about, but show me how to write it because I don't have enough time or I'm not a natural writer. So Write Well is just that. It's geared towards students, whether you're in high school, college, but also for professionals that don't have time. The app basically walks you through the writing process. So basically what we do is we just take the blank page and we chunk it up into small pieces and we walk you through your essay or your blog piece by piece, bring it all together in a cool app, and there you go. You have a full blog or essay for you to post.
And, you know, we were talking in the green room ahead of time, and one of the topics that you wanted to make sure that we got to cover was, you know, just the challenges with teaching writing. Talk to us about that. Why is learning to write such a difficult topic to be taught?
Yeah, I think, let me contextualize that a bit more. So I think writing is critical. I mean, writing is critical in college and in today's workforce, right? It's important for us to persuade, to explain, and build narrative. I think those are critical skills in today's 21st century economy, right? There's been a big focus on STEM, and STEM is critical too. But I believe from my conversations with educators and writers, writing is underserved in education.
Completely agree. Completely
is underserved, right? So I think the challenge with teaching writing to your question is a lot of investment has been made in a lot of gaming tools for math and science, but there's not enough out there for teaching writing. So teachers still use graphic organizers, the whole hamburger method, right? And, you know, today's kids are tech savvy. They're texting. They have disposal of, tons of apps at their disposal. So we built this cool interactive graphic organizer that makes writing engaging for kids and even teaching writing easier for the educator, right? And also, we don't write at the same level. A kid in high school and his peers may have different interest levels, may write at different skill levels. So the app lets the teacher differentiate the degree of scaffolding every student might need, right? So we made it a joy for the teacher and for the student to enjoy writing and enjoy the whole writing process from pre-writing to publishing.
Yeah, I agree with you on the criticalness of learning to write well. My undergrad's in engineering. I spend half of my day writing.
Uh-huh.
And I have two teenage daughters that are in high school. And as I look at what I want them to get out of that high school experience, it's first a curiosity and a love for learning for the sake of learning.
Right.
It's second, a framework for understanding the sciences that they're going to need to compete in today's world.
Right.
And it's third, being able to communicate whatever thoughts that they have to the outside world. And I'll tell you, the third part is the hardest for me as a father, to get them experiences in. And frankly, I think the school system, and I'll touch the third rail here, I think it's one of the weakest parts of our school system. I think it's easy for a teacher to give a higher grade than they should, and the student misses out on that feedback loop because how do you grade it? It's a qualitative aspect. It's not as quantitative. So how does your app work? How does your app help? So I'm a customer. I'm definitely going to be using it, both for my kids and, frankly, also for myself.
Yeah.
But how do you help kids with this?
Great. Yeah. So Write Well is actually great for, you know, on the education side of our business. It's great for both parents and teachers. So parents are busy, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a working mom, right? I mean, you want your kids to write better.
Don't leave us out. Yeah, I'm very involved.
Yeah, I'm
in
a dad too, actually. Yeah. So I think we want our kids to be better writers. And as you know, it's a critical life skill, right? So what the app does is, say, you know, if your daughter wants to write better, for example. You know, she'll log into the app, she'll pick her grade level, and then the app offers, like, you know, genres of writing. It could be a persuasive memo, it could be a blog, it could be an argumentative essay, and it very closely maps the styles they're expected to learn at school and be ready for in college, and basic genres you need in real life. So say she wants to write about why caffeine is bad for you, right?
As we sit here with coffee
as
next to both
of us.
As we sit
here with coffee, exactly, the irony, right? Why is coffee bad for you? And she wants to argue that, yeah, in favor, coffee's bad. So she'll pick that genre, her grade level, and the app will break down the blank page into small chunks. It'll walk her step by step to building that essay. So, for example, the introduction part of that chunk will be like, well, tell me about your thesis. State your thesis. But wait, have a compelling hook before your thesis. So it actually prompts her and prods her to critically think about what should be in that component of the essay. And we also offer a sample paragraph. So if she has writer's block within that chunk, she can model her writing off a sample paragraph. So, yeah, we're going to walk them through, and she can preview her work anytime and then publish this to PDF, Google, or Word, or whatever she wants to.
Sounds really interesting. I've had a chance to look at your website. It's visually engaging.
Yeah.
I haven't used it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. You mentioned kind of overcoming writer's block, and your app starts with there's a blank white page, and then you have these pieces that says, let's start with the intro. Again, in the green room, you were talking about the challenges of overcoming the blank piece of paper. I think oftentimes it's just taking those first steps. How does your app help with that?
Yeah, so I think even though we have these different templates or scaffolds for kids and bloggers and professional writers, I think just the basic decomposition of the blank page into small chunk. Like, I mean, if you have a big problem today, you know, or a big list of things to do, we always break it down so then the task is less intimidating. That's exactly what we do. We break down that blank page. So whether you are a kid in middle school, upper middle school, struggling, or a person, like a professional writing an ebook, just breaking it down into small chunks, dragging and dropping them, moving them around, and our app actually automatically assembles our chunks when you drag and drop and move stuff around. So it gives you a 10,000 foot view of the story and argument as it builds in the app. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, our guest is startup entrepreneur Adi Thacker. He is the CEO of WriteWell. You know, so I think a lot of life, both writing and outside of writing, is about pattern recognition and frameworks. And those are tools that make it easier to accomplish. You know, life's complicated and work can be challenging at times. And frameworks gives us a way to look at things. And my sense looking at your app is that's a fundamental piece of how your app works. How did you come up with the idea?
Yeah, so great question. So when I was working for a consulting firm in the Bay Area in California, I was asked to write a lot of blogs and white papers. And then I'm an engineer too, just like you. So I have a
undergrad. You have your MBA from Wharton, though.
I do, yes. But they don't really. So, but the point being is that I struggled with writing and creating compelling blog or a paper. So I asked my friends from business school who are writers or journalists. So I had a friend, she's a former journalist for ABC News and Bloomberg. I said, look, can you help me figure this out? Because I'm trying all these apps out there. I've used Google Docs and Evernote. There's nothing out there that will help me create a narrative or just this blog and actually organize my sources so I can actually cite articles and back up my claims. So I asked her, how do leading writers write, you know, ones that win Pulitzer Prizes? So we kind of researched techniques, and we looked at certain award-winning writers, and they all decompose their manuscript into small pieces, put them on their study on the floor, move stuff around, organize their evidence, and I was like, this has to be digital. So the problem was mine, but the technique was inspired by what leading writers do, and that was the genesis of WriteWell.
I love the fact you're coming from this, and as I pointed out, I knew you had your MBA from Wharton's on your website, but I did not know your undergrad was in engineering.
Yes.
And so trained as engineers, they don't spend a lot of time saying, here's how to communicate your views, right? Yeah. You do technical writing, you learn, yeah. but persuasive writing, narrative writing, yeah. not so much. And I think the fact you came at this as a non-writer is really important to all of this. How did you find out what to, so you mentioned one example, but how did you research this and make sure that your app truly is teaching here are the best practices for writing well?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we came up with sort of this initial wireframe and prototype about what the app should look like, we tested that with educators in K through 12, in higher ed, with journalists, with writers, with business people. And there was universal thumbs up about, wow, this is a great idea. It's going to help me. So we actually went through a pretty long process of validation about our idea, which we thought was brilliant. But any idea is just an idea, right? The market needs to validate whether that approach is good or not. So when we had teachers saying, oh, my God, like, there's nothing like this in the market. If you build it, we'll use it. And someone that writes saying, if you build it, I'm going to pay you for it. And here's an advance. Right.
That's always a good sign.
That's always a good sign, right?
Because people lie. And this is an important thing. When you're talking to potential customers, everybody loves your product.
Yep.
Until you ask them to bring out their credit card, even if it's just for $10.
Exactly. So we actually, when we got that market validation, it was positive. I quit my job and said, I'm going to go build this. So we built a product. And the people that paid were not the people that said they would pay. but people did pay. And
it's a common theme. It's a common challenge.
It's a common theme. But I think just having that initial vote of confidence in the market saying, this is brilliant, this is great. And that's been a constant stream of validations ever since. And it's been great encouragement. The journey is really hard. I mean, entrepreneurship is a game of grit. It's just pure grit. I mean, that's all it is. You have to be really thick-skinned and just, you know, fight battles and fight fires every single day. I think you need a basic level of intelligence, a basic level and ambition, and be a visionary. But then it's just blocking and tackling with grit every single day. But yeah, but you always get that customer calling you up and saying, or emailing you and saying, you know what, I'm so happy you built this. And just that just makes your day. It just makes those battles worth fighting for.
Yeah, and this, what are the characteristics of an entrepreneur? And, you know, the journey is so hard, and we talked about this in the green room. I think, in general, the media has done the public a disservice by glamorizing entrepreneurship. It's a very worthy call. The world becomes a better place because of visionaries like yourself. But it is a very challenging path. And one of the things I would add to the list that you shared about what it takes to be a good entrepreneur is you almost have to be singularly focused and say, I have to do this. This is a great idea. It needs to be done. And I'm obsessive over this because right. The path is so hard. So you're at Accenture before starting this company.
Yes.
You're in the Bay Area,
yeah.
So one of the top consulting firms.
Yep.
You're in the Bay Area where there's a lot of exciting high-tech stuff going on. I see from your background, you also had some experience with one of the Kleiner Perkins back startups.
That's right. Yeah.
Kleiner Perkins being one of the top venture capital firms, not just in the United States, but in the world.
Yeah.
How did you make the decision? How did you know it was the right time for you to make the leap?
Yeah, so I had a pretty comfortable job. You know, I was doing pretty well. I'd just been promoted to an executive at Accenture, and I could have taken that bath and gone to partner and made a pretty good living. But then I think it was the summer before I started Writeville, I asked myself, like, what legacy do I want to leave the world? Do I want to be wealthy, own a nice house in San Francisco? And that soul-searching made me realize that I have to leave a legacy. And based on my skills and my interests, I think the best thing I could do was solve a problem and build a product. So I talked to my wife about it, and I said, look, you know, I have something going on, this thing on the side. So she goes, well, try it on the side, have the money coming in, right? So I basically worked part-time on my product, nights and weekends, kind of, I was moonlighting. And once it got to a point where we had a product out there and people swiping their cards, I think we agreed for me to go full-time and work on it. But I think the essence is just wanting to leave a legacy behind and make an impact. And I want someone to kind of remember Adi Thacker, you know, build Write Well. It was a great product. It helped my kid write better. It helped me publish 50 blog posts, which I would not have done without the product.
I love that motivation, and I also like the way that you stepped into the journey. I think it's a wise path. You didn't just one Monday morning come in and tell your boss, hey, I'm going after this startup idea. You dipped your toes in, you built the product, you did as much as you could before taking the big leap. At some point,
right,
you have to take the big leap, but you got as far down that path as you could.
Exactly.
How about your team? Tell us, are there other folks on your team that are full-time, and how did you convince them to leave their job to help pursue this dream?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, building a team is always hard. I think that's one of the hardest parts, and I think the product is a function of the DNA in the company. It's the people. It's always the people. And there's been a bit of some musical chairs, you know, people coming in and leaving, because no one's always going to have the same motivation that you have as a founder. So I think now I have a really good CTO on board that also has a background. You know, he's worked in the Bay Area with companies backed by the leading VC firms like Google Ventures. I just got in touch with my friend from business school who helped me design the app, and she's a former journalist. And she put me in touch with a writing instructor at U of Chicago, which is one of the leading writing programs in the country. And he's been helping me, because I'm not a writer. I'm a struggling writer, which is why I built the app. So he's sort of the pedagogical sort of savant within the company. And, you know, he helps create content and write frameworks for middle school, high school. And but they're all, I think, recruiting people because the product was out there and they get it right away because it's so simple. And they all have experienced the problem that the product solves. It was not hard to recruit people, right? Now...
Oh, I suspect it was very hard to recruit people, yeah. Actually.
No, it was...
Particularly in the Bay Area, right? So you have a chief technology officer,
yeah,
who has been at a Google Ventures-backed company.
That's right. It's
really hard to hire those types of folks. They have a lot of different opportunities. Were you in a position, had you raised money at this point, were you in a position you could pay them a salary?
No, so I was very clear that, look, you know, this is an early-stage company. I can't pay you until we raise a lot of money, so I think we're in the process of doing that right now. But you're right, hiring a CTO in the Bay Area is incredibly, incredibly hard.
It's almost impossible, right? It's much easier, I would say, to raise money than it is to hire
right.
that technical person in the Bay Area or even here in Utah.
Yeah, I think, having seen the Bay Area scene, I think you're right. I think raising money, but I think investors want a CTO on board.
Rightfully so.
So it's a chicken and egg problem. And hiring an engineer, a good engineer in the Bay Area, is like almost like trying to find a date in an all-boys school. I mean, it's just, it's hard. And I think not only do you want the right talent, I think you want the right chemistry as well. So I think those two parameters have to match for you to bring somebody on board. And because this is your vision and your baby, you may see a really great CTO, but if they don't really match your working style, yeah, then it's not a good thing.
And they have
right?
to be at a stage in their life that they can go 3, 6, 9 months without a salary, which is... hard to do in the Bay Area. It's expensive out there.
It's extremely hard. And I think building a team, I think it's probably easier to build a company in Utah, I would argue. But I think right now, just because, you know, the Bay Area is in a bubble or not, you know, that's, you can debate that based on, you know, which VC firm you are. I think, you know, there's different points of view. But I think just given the excitement in the Bay Area right now, I think it's really hard to find good talent.
So you're in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Boom Startup, the accelerator program that you just recently graduated from, is here in Utah.
Yeah.
There's 2,000 plus accelerators now in the country.
Yep.
You're leaving the hub of entrepreneurship to come out here. How did you find out about Boom Startup, and how did you make the decision that this is the right accelerator for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I quit my job in January, my sole aim was to start a program like Boom or a similar one in the summertime. So for a company that is so young, the timing of the program is extremely critical, right? So I think when I looked at timing and vertical focus and education in the space, there were only two or three programs starting nationwide. So Boom was one, and there were actually one or two in the Bay Area as well. But I thought Boom was the best fit because given the education-oriented content that we have in WriteWell for parents and kids, Boom had the right mentor network. It's a bunch of former and current Pearson HMH executives. And I thought just having relationships with executives at these top companies that know education so well and can open doors would be very compelling. So I picked Boom because of sort of the DNA, if you will, of their mentor network. And also the timing of the program. It worked very well for WriteWell.
Well, we're glad you did. what were some of the most helpful things of going through the Boom program?
Yeah. So for me, because I haven't spent years and decades in the education business, just understanding how schools buy and purchase products.
And unfortunately, it's not good news there, right? They buy very slowly. It's a challenging vertical to go after.
No, it is. And I think having come from the technology industry, I just found that decision-making and buying was almost glacial in velocity compared to what I was used to. But I think having Boom mentors on board was critical for me to understand certain product changes I needed to make it more compelling for kids of different grade levels. And also some of the nuances in pitching to investors that I thought I
we're
just totally missed.
We're a finicky bunch, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think just the we were pushed really hard to create a compelling narrative when we pitch. And I think Boom has got me to a point where I have much more confidence in being able to go out there, get on stage, talk to guys like you here, and pitch my product. I mean, I don't think I'm a natural pitcher or, you know, writer or talker, but I think now I have the right notes to hit when I make the pitch and talk on broadcast shows like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it says, you know, we're interviewing all the cohort companies that have gone through Boom, and we're doing it right around Demo Days. Demo Days was, as we record this, just last night.
Yeah.
And we're doing that on purpose because you guys have really got your story down well now. Frankly, I like an uncoached presentation from a CEO.
Right.
And I give a lot of latitude because that's who your customer is going to see. That's who your potential partners are going to see. But it is a learned skill, and at some point, you know, what you have coming into a program like this is just this passion, excitement, enthusiasm, and commitment.
Right.
What you lack is kind of how to package it properly to right. share that. And I think Boom does a very, very nice job helping you with that, and we've seen it with the interviews that we've done here recently. You've done a great job explaining what WriteWell does. For folks that are interested, I know it's open to individuals. Like, I'd like to pick up a package for my daughters. How do consumers sign up for this service?
Yeah, so if you're a parent listening and what your child in middle school, high school, or freshman year in college, if you want to improve their writing or have them enjoy writing, go to writewellapp.com. It's totally free for you to sign on. It's two clicks and you're in the app and writing away. For you bloggers out there and professionals with writer's block, same website, writewellapp.com. It's free for you too. So go ahead, give it a spin. And because we are a business that's very user and customer focused, very obsessed with making sure you have a good experience, email me anytime. My email is Adi, that's A-D-I, at writewellapp.com. And I'd love a personal note from you about what you like or even did not like in our app.
Well, very good. You'll definitely pick me up as a customer. I can't let you go, though, as a startup entrepreneur. So it's free for me as a parent. Listeners know I'm fairly frugal. I've talked about that in the past. I love that. But how are you going to make money if the app is free?
Well, we obviously have a premium version as well. So the free app lets you get into the restaurant and, you know, try the buffet, if you will. But if you really want to eat, you know, an entire meal and use it repeatedly, we ask you to upgrade to our pro version, which is $5 a month or $50 a year. We believe it is a good investment, whether you're a blogger or a parent of an aspiring child, right, to, you know, that wants to get into a good college and, you know, write for today's economy. I think it's a minimal investment for the outcome that you can have at the app. And actually, we've been running studies that have shown that there's a minimum of a 20% increase in writing grades when you use our product, because it makes you structure and really critically think about how you write your essay or your blog.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to going to the buffet, and I suspect you'll get me to upgrade in very short order. Our guest this morning has been Adi Thakkar. He is the CEO of Writewell. You can find out more at writewellapp.com. Adi, thanks for joining us this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Today's show was recorded at the KCPW Studios out in Library Square and produced by Ross Chambliss. Thanks, Ross. You can tweet me at SavvyWells or at KCPW Bottom Line. I'm Doug Wells. Join us next week on The Bottom Line.